Lieutenant Murphynet.
This is KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in and out. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. Name is Steve. We're over here in Greenville County at the base of Parrish Mountain. We're negative, negative tonight. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net.
This is KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4ZZX. Minister Steve over there at the base of Parrish Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope all is well at your house. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Kilo 8, Mike Golf, Max Easley. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
US? Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Tisky, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
U.S. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India Mike. Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
K4DOS and K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel at Mobile in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to Kilo 8 Mike Golf. Mr. Mack, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mack. And KK4ONO, Happy Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there having a good time tonight in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's mobile in Simpsonville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. You be careful out there on the mobile. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Going up a little bit to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. No comment, no traffic, but whatever Lorena is drinking, ask her if she's got any more of it.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Sierra Delta Whiskey KX4SDW. Steven over in Liberty, and I had a question over.
4DOS. please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, Fred, also my bride, Miss Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, Gary. Pleasant good evening to you and everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Check in KD2 RKN. That's Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November. Jason in Williamston. Good evening, everybody. No traffic, no comments.
DOS, please check in KG4 LPF, Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Sam Pam.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening, KN4RJN. That's Mr. John. John, I agree with you. I would like to know what they got. They're happy every Wednesday night, it seems like. Appreciate you being with us. And KX4SDW. That's Mr. Stephen down there in Liberty. I'll be back to you to get your question in just a moment there, Stephen. Appreciate you being with us. And K4RM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4MRY, Miss Mary. They're also down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Hope you and Mary are doing well. Tell Mary we said hello. Y'all don't be drinking the same water Lorena and Rick them's drinking now. And KD2RKN, Mr. Jason, down there in Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. And KG4LPF, that's Mr. Sam. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. Hope you're doing well. KX4SDW, Stephen, go with your question.
KX4SDW, I was just wondering if you knew about any test sessions coming up. I need to take my upgrade to my extra class, and I heard that Anderson Radio Club may be doing one on May 30th, but trying to get this thing done because I'm ready, you know, I've studied up for it, and I heard they're going to be changing it June 30th, so hopefully I can find a session before then, but I thought I'd ask and see if you knew of any or anybody in your net here. So, all right, KX4SDW.
Stephen, to answer your question is I do not know. I have contacted our VE team leader, and he wants to hold off until they open the Red Cross building back up. Since they're starting to open things back up, we may have it the third Saturday in May. If we have it before then, I will get on here and make an announcement and let everyone know. But until they open the Red Cross building back up, our team leader says we're going to hold off and try to be good citizens and set an example for the folks that are supposed to be staying at home. So I hope that answers your question.
KN. Solution for him there, maybe. KD2RKN out. Roger, I don't exactly remember the name of the club that's doing it, but there's a club in Toccoa, Georgia that's having a test session on 2 May. That's a Saturday. If you email me, that's kd2rkn@gmail.com, then I'll forward you the contact information. I just got to dig through my email and find it. But I did email them, and they are still having a test session. I'm going to break for the repeater pause here. I believe it's going to be set up in some sort of an aircraft hangar where they can do appropriate social distancing, they said. Back to you.
Thanks for the information. Appreciate that. And, Stephen, did you get that?
For SDW, I didn't quite catch that email address. Could he repeat it for me, please?
KD2RKN@gmail.com. Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November @gmail.com.
Matt, this is KX4SDW, and I appreciate you coming back to me. Over.
Internet control.
Appreciate you fine folks asking the questions and helping me get some answers. And, Stephen, as far as the question pool changing, since there has been a lockdown and that sort of thing, You know, people are supposed to stay at home. They may extend that. I don't know. I asked Steve, our team leader, the question, and he said he would talk to our VEC and find out, but I have not had any information on that yet. I'll try to get in touch with Steve again tomorrow and see if he's heard anything, and if he has, I'll get on here tomorrow night and make that announcement. But again, thanks for the question, Stephen. And Jason, thanks for the information on the Toccoa Club. Continuing with roll call in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
Yes. Check in November 4, Sierra Delta Sierra. I'm Dave. I'm here in Anderson. I'll be negative tonight.
Good evening to N4SDS, Mr. Dave, down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move on up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, everybody. Please check in and out. KI-4VLW Randy. KJ-4CRL Linda in Asheville.
Bro. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Hello, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no table. Thanks.
OS. And Steve and Inman, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI-4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ-4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Hope you and your family stay safe. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you stay safe. And KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve, and hope all of y'all are well. Any others, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY, Anson and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative short time. Thanks for calling tonight. Good evening, everybody on the net, 73.
Please check in KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KN4UPY, Mr. Hanson down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4ACA, Mr. Bill, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. We'll be negative and negative, but hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel. This is Brian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And I've got some pre-check-ins for you, Gary, if you want me to pass them to you.
4VLW.
Got you there, Randy. Be right back to you. Let me recognize these, and then I'll be right back to you. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4AOW. Mr. David down in Inman, or up in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KO4BVH, Mr. Brian. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Amy we said hello. And Dave, let me get Randy's recheck, and then I'll get those pre-check-ins from you. KI4VLW, go ahead there, Randy.
Yes, KI4VLW. Gary, on your question about extending the testing for the extra this year, I just got off the phone with Norman in 4NH. Norman has not heard anything from anyone and the FCC about extending this. He did say they still are working on the question pool. They did have to pull a couple of questions off of it. But as far as the extension, he doesn't know. He told me he would see if he could get in touch with someone tomorrow, and as soon as he found out something, hopefully he'll let me know.
All righty, Randy. Well, I do appreciate that. I was going to contact Steve. I didn't want to call Norm direct, but he and Steve correspond on a regular basis, and I hadn't heard anything from Steve, and he hadn't heard anything from Norm, so I appreciate that information. That kind of keeps me in the loop a little bit better, and I do appreciate it. And Randy, if you hear anything from Norm tomorrow, if you don't mind, put it on the net tomorrow.
More than happy to do that, Gary, and hopefully he'll let me know something. And West Cars does have a Facebook page, and I will put that on the Facebook page also. But as soon as I hear anything about that and or testing, and we're trying to do a special testing session up here, but again, we've got to wait till everything opens up before we can do that. So, but as soon as I hear something, I will be more than happy to let everybody know. KI4VLW.
We do appreciate it, and I did not realize you were part of West Cars as well, but I'm glad to know that there's a whole lot of, I know there's a whole lot of other folks that are involved with it, but glad there's some other folks that I talk to on a regular basis. You and Linda have a great evening, and we'll be listening for you later in the week. W4DJW, Dave, you want to give me those pre-check-ins?
Affirmative, Gary. The first one is Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Charlie Mike. That's Fred. He's in Traveler's Rest, W4FCM. And N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, with Fred. And KD2RKN, that's Jason. I believe that might have been Jason that you just talked to. But anyway, he was a pre-check-in too. So you might want to look, make sure you don't already have him. And N4DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson. I'll copy.
Jason did check in with me via RF. I already got him in the log, so I won't, that's KD2RKN down in Williamston. And I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate them being with us. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry down in Anderson. I got all those already checked in. But I do appreciate you doing that for me, Dave. I pulled up that other page, and I saw them down below the form that I fill out, and I didn't know if that was today's or not. Those get deleted daily, right?
That's affirmative. They'll be deleted at 1 minute after midnight every night. But Mark, W2MJB, made that recommendation to put them on one page, so you don't have to go to two pages. You just see them on the one page, and the same page you fill out is that same page. The only drawback there is if you fill your page out before the net, so that all you have to do is put in the numbers, To do a refresh, you would lose everything that you filled out. So that's the only drawback. Other than that, it's kind of handy to have. Anyway, appreciate it, Gary. Appreciate all you're doing. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. W4DJW back to net control.
Appreciate all you do for us. And that was a good suggestion. I liked it, having them there. I did not, I thought that might be what it was, but I wasn't sure, so I didn't write anything down. But again, I appreciate it. You and Miss Amy have a great evening, and y'all take care and stay safe. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, KI-4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, Wayne and Seneca, and also check in my wife Gina, KG4TDR. We're both in Seneca and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne. And his sweet bride, KG4TDR, Miss Gina, there down in Seneca. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wayne. And tell Gina we said hello and y'all stay safe. Let's try EchoLink stations again. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Waterloo, New York. Be negative and negative.
Say good evening to my truck driving buddy, Mr. Jim, KW4TS, up there in Waterloo, New York tonight. I appreciate you being with us there, Jim, and appreciate you being out there on the front lines making these pickups and deliveries all over the country. You stay safe, and hope you get back home safely to us. Have a safe trip. Let's see here. Let's go up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS, good evening, Gary. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative. 4DOS.
And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight, Gary. I'll stay dry tomorrow.
DOS.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Chandler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being here, Harry. And KJ4HIA, that's Mr. Gene and his sweet bride, KJ4KOX. Miss Robbie, they're over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello and hope all y'all, you fine folks, stay safe. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS, this is WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. And I'll be around here listening, Gary. Don't know about a comment yet.
DOS. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango. Mike in Simpsonville, no traffic, no comment.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Joan we said hello. Hope y'all are staying safe. And I'll call on you after a while, Dan, and if you're there, it'll be great. If you're not, I understand.
And W4FHJ, Minister Gene, he's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you stay safe. And K4GAT, Minister Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike, and hope you stay safe as well. Let's try Echo through Hotel again, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the India through Lima, group I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is K4JF. I'm still Jim. I'm still in Greenville. No traffic tonight. I'm out in the garage doing some painting, so we'll be listening, but that's about it.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4DOS. AN4KAS. Don in Spartanburg, check me in and out.
KL4DOS. Yes, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1. Mobile in Greenville, no traffic, no comment. 73.
QOS.
Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Safe and great to everyone.
4 DOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 4 AAE Kilo 4. Kilo Alpha Echo, this is Allison Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group of folks. Never like to say good evening. K4JF, that's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you stay safe. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being here, James. Hope y'all stay safe. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Hope y'all stay well. And KN4KAS, Mr. Don. He's over in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Hope you stay safe. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Warren over in Greenville. He's mobile in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And tell old Chuchin I'm gonna have to whoop him. As you know, that's a joke, right? You take care. Y'all stay safe. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are staying safe. And KE4JRK, Mr. John, up there at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're staying safe. And K4KAE, Miss Alice. She's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Alice. Hope you're staying safe. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room. I think she's on the phone, but I'll have to find out in just a little bit. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yeah.
your audio was down just a little bit. Try getting a little closer to your mic and try it again. I did not get that.
4 Papa Romeo Sierra, K4 PRS.
Got you that time. K4 PRS. I appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're staying safe and you be careful out there. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and all on the net. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU. Richard and Slaptime Town, and I'm still looking for that plug, Gary.
I would like to say good evening. KK4 FTU, Mr. Richard, down there in Northwest Anderson County in Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And Richard, I'll continue to run it. Maybe somebody will look in their junk box and find one of those things one of these days. Looks like the folks with the old Yaesu FT-101s might have an extra one, but we'll keep looking. And I'll keep running it for you. Let's see here. Let's try India through Lima one more time, and then we'll go all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Through the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, David. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens, and we'll be in and out.
KI4DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4XUG, Ray Traveler's Rest, no traffic. Good evening, Gary.
West. 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson, no traffic. Good evening, everybody on the net.
K4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening, you, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net.
Yes. KC4 SKD Larry, KG4 AHS Rhonda, by telephone relay, November 4 Mike, November Marty. We're in East Lee, in and out, but I would like a permission to call Ray K4SUG if it's okay with you. KC4SKD.
4DOS, this is Kilo Charlie Niner, Uniform Golf, KC9UUG, Jared and Pickens, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. TND, that is Taylor. Hello, Gary. Everybody on that? Hello, Mr. Ray. Haven't heard you in a long time, and hope you're doing well. Okay, I'm okay before we get there.
DOS. Not sure if you're hearing me. We're having some antenna orientation issues, but we're going to give it a try. Please check in. AJ4PU. Alpha Juliet 4, Papa Uniform, David, and please check in, KJ4, HDK, Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Delta Kilo. My wife Margaret, we're in Greenwood. Negative and negative. We will be around for the swap net. Good evening to you, Gary. Good evening to Miss Joy and all on the net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. I hope you're doing well. Sounding good on the sideband net, buddy. And K4SUG, Brother Ray, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ray. Got somebody looking for you, so don't go too far. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. Hope y'all are staying safe. And KD4OTW, Mr. James, down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's down in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Dad we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4SKD, that's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. And Larry brings along M4MNN, Mr. Marty. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello, and tell Marty we said hello. I hadn't talked to him in a long, long time. And hang on a minute, and I'll let you get together with Mr. Ray. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KC9UUG, and I missed your name, sir. It was my fault, not yours. Give me your name again, please.
Jared, and I live in Pickens. Kilo Charlie Niner, Uniform Golf.
Hey, we got you down there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us. Hope y'all are staying safe. And KA4END, that's my buddy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. I hope everybody at your place is doing well. Y'all stay safe. And AJ4PU, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, KJ4HDK. Miss Margaret, they're down in Greenwood. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Margaret we said hello, and David, you're getting in here pretty good. Not quite your normal signal, but it was pretty good. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Tell Margaret we said hello, and y'all stay safe. KC4SKD, Larry, call your station.
Right, this is KC4SKD calling K4SUG. Ray, are you still there?
Hey, Larry, KC4SKD, K4SUG, long time no hear.
I finally got a halfway decent antenna up here so I can get back into the net, and I got somebody wants to say hey to you, and I'll let her, after y'all talk, you can turn the repeater back over to the net control. This is KC4SKD, I'm going to hand the mic to Rhonda.
Hey Ray, this is Rhonda, KG4HS. I just wanted to tell you, I was thinking about you and Edie, and the plants are still blooming, and we are enjoying them, and the iris is really blooming, and I hope y'all are doing well. Please keep in touch. We haven't been on the radio because Larry had a hard time with the repeater, or antenna.
Good to hear from you, Rhonda. Glad everything's going well, and our azaleas were beautiful this year. They didn't last long. The storm tore them up pretty good, but we still got some that are pretty. And too bad we're not supposed to be visiting much anymore, but maybe next year. I'd like to get together and maybe have a cup of coffee or something when this mess is over and kind of catch up on old times. It's been a long time since we sat down and had a chat with each other. Back to you, Larry, and Rhonda, and well, you can give it back to Gary, K4SUG.
Well, Ray, we'll do that. We'll make it a point for all four of us to have some coffee and sit down and talk. Thanks, Net Control. This is KG4AHS. Back to you.
Good to hear you on the radio, and good to hear Larry as well. Glad y'all got that antenna straightened back out. And I appreciate y'all getting together with Mr. Ray up there. And Rhonda, Edie gave Joy some iris, and they have just been showing themselves this year. Ray and Edie share a lot of plants and stuff like that, and we really enjoy them. I'm glad y'all were enjoying them as well. But glad y'all were able to get together. Let's see if we have any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check-in November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, N4 SMH, Josh and Greer, -9.
Tuning to N4 SMH, Mr. Josh over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're staying safe. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Geared him off. He dropped out and went away someplace. Maybe he'll come back in just a little bit.
Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to swap that book? Call KI-4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is got a fellow looking for a power plug for a Yaesu FT, I can't remember what it is now. It's like the FT-101. It's a European version, but it's got a 12-bladed plug on the back of it, and he needs a power cord to plug so he can get his unit up and running. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood THK-20A. He has three batteries for it. He has the regular battery and two high-capacity batteries and a drop-in charger, and he would like $115 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-47A. That's a 440 mobile transceiver. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ASDEN PCS-7500H. That's a 6-meter transceiver. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX-10. That's a 10-meter transceiver. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood 440SAT. It has the automatic antenna tuner in it. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-590S. He would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-870. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM ICV8. It's a 2-meter HT. It has two batteries with it, a drop-in charger, and he has a mag mount antenna that you can stick out on the top of your car. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-1278B. That's a multi-mode controller. He has the manual and the power supply to go with it, and he would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is I got a fellow looking for a rotor and controller. He's got a beam up, and it, he had one of the real lightweight TV rotors that were made years ago, and it failed him, and he's looking for a little heavier rotor and control. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the SwapNet portion of the net this evening, folks, appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI-4DOS. Here to see if Mr. Dan's still around. He said he might be and he might not be. WB4FEE, Dan, you with us?
4DOS, this is WB4FEE. This is Dan, yeah. Still here, Gary. How you doing?
I couldn't stand myself, Dan.
Roger that. Sound like you got a good net going. Man, it was great to hear Mr. Ray on there. First time I've heard him in a while, and it was surely great to hear his voice on there. And I don't want to tie the net up or anything talking with him on the radio, but I do need to give him a landline. Maybe tomorrow I'll call him and see if I can chat with him a few minutes. It surely would be good to talk with him. We used to do a lot of gardening on here at night after the net there over.
You've done quite a bit of gardening on radio, Dan, no doubt about it. The only thing I miss is those tomato plants you used to get with the tomatoes already growing on them.
Yeah, boy, that's the only way to go. You got to get them that way, get the jump on everybody else. Because if you don't, somebody's going to beat you there, over.
But you know, I don't really care if somebody beats me or not. As long as I get a few vegetables off mine, if they've come in a little later, it don't matter to me.
Roger that. Yeah. You always have to plant you some along, you know, to keep some coming on the vine. And because them as you get, like I got there to get started with, they'll run out on you after a little while. So you have to plant you another about a month later or so, and maybe another one a little bit later than that, you know, and keep them tomatoes coming, man, because there ain't nothing like a good homegrown tomato there, over.
Agree with you there, Dan. We went and bought some the other day. We hadn't started any from seed in a long time, but we went and picked up some, and we got some Better Boys and some Romas. I wanted to get some Marions, but they were out, and I hadn't tried up there at, next to Ray to see if they've got any, but I love my Marions. You know, a lot of people don't like those, but they've got a little more acid to them than some of the others. Got a little wang to them, and that's the reason I like them.
This is WB4FEE, yeah. And I used to grow a lot of Marion and Rutgers. There was those two combined together, and I used to plant like 125 plants when I lived over in another place where I had a pretty good sized garden. And these tomatoes we made soup base out of. Marion's and Rutgers, they can good, but they're not a real big tomato, but they are a nice smooth tomato. And like you say, got excellent flavor to them, and really makes some good soup, man. Over.
Joy cans a whole bunch of tomatoes. She makes soup mix, and she's got to where she, last year she made tomato sauce. And she said this year she might even, if the tomatoes do real well, she's going to make up some tomato paste as well. And but oh gosh, I don't know. Our tomatoes did so good last year. We got some friends up in North Carolina that did not have a garden last year, and Barbara and Rick wanted some tomatoes, and so we carried them about 24 quarts of tomatoes, and they use a lot of them, but you know. I didn't say that to pat myself on the back. I just was saying that that's how well our garden did last year.
Roger that, man. Yeah, well, hey, if mine done that well, I'd be patting myself on the back, too. That sounds great, man. How many plants did you have out here?
About 18 plants.
Man, that's excellent yield. That is excellent yield. Yeah, and, yeah, boy, that's the way to go, and if you like canning and putting that stuff up, man, that's the way to go. We kind of got out of it, and things got around here to where I started having problem with the deer around here. They're coming up in this neighborhood even, and man, you know, I love to grow the purple hull peas, and I could grow a crop of peas now, and I want to tell you, I had peas planted out there, and they're looking real good. And I get up one morning, I stand there at the kitchen sink looking out the window. I told John, I said, you know, I said, them peas, I said, they look different than they did yesterday. And I said, I don't know what it is. Anyway, I walked out there and looked at them, walked all around, and I said, well, I said, I know something's happened to them. I said, I don't know what it is. Didn't pay no attention to nothing else, you know. Come back to the house, told her, I said, I know that there's something different about them peas. I just can't quite figure out what it is. A little bit later, her son came over here, and I was saying something to him about them. He walked out there and looked at me, come back laughing, and he says, you didn't see all them deer tracks out there? I said, man, I ain't even thought about it. I had never had a problem with a deer up here before. I hadn't even thought about it. Hadn't paid a bit of attention to it. He said, they done kind of clipped the tops off all of them for you there, oh.
Dan, I hate that, but, you know, We don't think about it, but you know, they were here a lot longer time than we've been, and especially these new subdivisions and stuff, you know, new housing developments. They go in down and cut down all the trees and this sort of thing. And these wild animals, that's their front yard or, you know, their bedroom or whatever. And we don't think about them being there, but we've got, matter of fact, somebody hit a deer two houses down from me in our neighborhood the other day. Well, last year. They didn't do it this year. They did it last year. But I almost hit two coming. Joy and I were coming in one evening. Just after sunset, and there was two across the road in front of me. And of course, the speed limit is 25 in our neighborhood, and most people don't drive that, but I do. And I was coming up kind of slow, and the first one darted across the road, and I just let off the accelerator, and here come another one, and I was waiting on some more, but there was only two of them. But it still amazes me, as you know, that as crowded as this area is, the number of wild creatures we still have.
Gary, and that's the same way it was here. See, this is an older subdivision. It's been here, I guess, 40 some odd years, and was one of the first subdivisions built here off of Highway 14 up near Woodruff Road here, and we just had never, all my time with a garden out here, I've never had a problem with a deer. And then when they found it, they've been back every year. And I went out there walking around the other day, just after I'd cut some grass, I walked out there. I got an old stump out there I was trying to get rid of. And there's some places around where the ground soft out there, and there was some fresh deer tracks. They come up here to check to be sure I hadn't planted anything, over.
In the grocery store, Dave.
You're right. I guess they had a problem getting something to eat like everybody else there,
oh. Oh, but, you know, we don't think about that. You know, we've built houses and subdivisions and shopping centers and roads and whatnot, and cuts down on their food supply and their natural habitat where they, you know, bed down and whatnot. So I don't know why we don't expect them to be around.
Roger that, Gary. I got it. And that's a fact. I mean, you know, we can't come in and just gobble up all the natural habitat and expect them not to be here, because they've got to live somewhere. And if you've got any kind of a natural area anywhere right around you, you'll find some wildlife there. They'll figure out a way to use that little bit of space to their advantage. And hey, like you say, what can you say? More power to them there, over.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, WB4FE8. That's the way I look at it, Dan. I'm not going to run them off. Of course, a neighbor of mine said they saw a bear here last, I don't know if it was last spring or last, I guess it was last spring, about a block from the house here. And I told him, I said, that's close enough. I don't want no bear in my yard now. I got two big old dogs, and they make enough noise. I don't want them to get tangled up with a bear.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah. About the only thing we have a problem with down here, like I said, I know so far, there have been several coyotes spotted in our neighborhood. My neighbor here got a shot at one of them, but he said it was too quick for him, and so I didn't get that. But I got two or three rabbits running around out here in the backyard, and all kind of birds, man. We got all kind of pretty birds here, and a big old hawk hangs around here, and but we got a lot of possums, and I think they're everywhere. I think possums is the most plentiful thing on the earth, beside rats and squirrels. But I kind of declared war on the squirrels here. They kept getting in my pecan tree out here and messing up all my pecans. So I kind of had open season on them there for a while. But I leave the rest of it alone. But it does pretty good. We get along pretty good, I reckon. I haven't seen any bear and hope I don't see any of them around here like you say, over.
I thought about declaring war on the squirrels up here. I bought Joy a BB rifle, and it's one of the old-timey ones, and, you know, you cock it and it pour the BBs down in the hole in there beside they go down in beside the barrel or go around the barrel in another chamber. But she gets out there and aggravates them. You know, it's not powerful enough to kill the squirrels. But we got a big oak tree here next to the house, and they used to get in it real bad, until she got out there aggravating them with that BB gun. They stay a little further out away from the house now, but I tell you what, we got a plethora of them.